Blackstone Audio presents The Voices by F.R. Tallis. This book is read by Gildert Jackson. November 1974. The newsreader's voice was solemn, his delivery self-consciously measured. Two bombs had exploded in Birmingham the previous evening. They had been left in pubs, the Mulberry Bush and the nearby tavern in the town. 19 people had been killed and over 180 injured. Most of the casualties were teenagers, and police believed that the Provisional IRA was responsible. Christopher Norton glanced at Laura, his wife. He knew what she was thinking. What a world! What a world to bring a child into! They spoke for a while about how terrible it was, bandied around words like atrocious and horrific, but neither of them confessed their deepest fear. The baby, nameless, unborn, was already arousing their protective instincts. The road ahead was dappled with shadow, like a country lane. It penetrated the southern edge of Hampstead Heath and led down to a collection of villas nestled at the foot of a wooded slope. A hidden village, concealed in a pocket of London's complex topography. The houses were clean, well-maintained, and produced a typically English impression of quaint gentility. Even the lampposts were old-fashioned and resembled gaslights. Christopher stopped the car and peered through the windscreen. Set apart from the other dwellings was a substantial...